Yes, we know that God is. God is. He just is. We got to know that He is and that He rewards those who love Him and seek Him. We know that He is. So it doesn't really matter what's going on, God is. God doesn't change because our circumstances change. He is. God doesn't care one bit more about anyone else than He cares about you. That's just truth. If that's not truth, then we got a problem, don't we? We got a problem. Would you shut that fan off, please? I don't hear much, but I can hear the ding, ding, ding of the fan. Don't ask me why. Just turn it clear to one way or the other. Either way, just turn it off, because it's off at both ends. I'm sorry. If you get uncomfortable because the fan's not on, I'm sorry. But I keep hearing ding, ding. You know, if I hear a beat, I'm going to have to go back to the piano. Yeah. Hear the voice of the Lord. You know? The beep's a little annoying to me, but the voice of the Lord isn't. I want to hear Him. I want to feel Him. And He is. No matter what. Even if I don't feel Him. Well, I'll just reach out. And when I reach out, guess what's going to happen? I'm going to bump into His hand. Because His hand's been upon me. See, we have to know these things. Last week we talked about, you know, that our roots need to be deep in Him. So that we can hold on. So that, like when we're talking about somebody that's had terrible problems, terrible loss, whatever the case might be, we can, with assurance, say God is. We don't have to know what He's doing. We can just know that He is. A friend of mine shared a word that was going on in Ukraine because they have a friend or spiritual family or somebody as a relative anywhere. And that person just said, well, if I don't get to talk to you tomorrow, if I don't get to see you again, I'll see you again. And they said that he shared that with such joy and such peace. It is the peace of God that passes understanding. Jerry, once again, sorry for your family's loss. Those are hard times. And I'm not being crass in this and saying that that will never happen to me. I will live and keep living. And with that confidence, then we can know that God is for us. He is for us. His great and wonderful love never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. While Vicki and I were gone to have her surgery, we stopped and bought oranges, a big bag of oranges. And when we got home, as is my custom, I can't help myself, I count the oranges in the bag. Because, you know, you can't count the number of oranges in a bag while they're in the bag. Anyway, I can't. You know, I can try to get them lined up, but the bag's never just quite right so I can get the right number in a row. And so it doesn't really matter. Vicki wanted oranges, and we're going to get oranges. But when we get home, and I'm going to put the oranges away, because she can't lift a bag of oranges right now, she has to behave. And I count the oranges, and as I count the oranges, I divide the total price by the number of oranges. Yes, I know, but you have to understand, if you talk to my children will tell you that I taught them to buy ketchup by the price per ounce. I taught them how to divide the price to come up with the best. Now, I know if you have a favorite kind of ketchup, you don't want to figure that out. You just want to buy it. But I taught them how to shop. And they still do. Now, I have to tell you that they might figure out how much it costs, but it really doesn't matter how much it costs. I still have, Rachel is still banking in Highmore, and since sometimes I put money in her account or she puts money in my account, depending on who owes who, I have a track of her account, and so I still see how much she spends at Starbucks. And I occasionally give her a hard time. Just because she has told me, I'm going to buy less coffee. I don't know how Derek feels about those things, but come about April 16th, things could change. I don't know.
Does she know that to put money in her account, you don't have to be on it? Or for you to put money in her account, you don't have to be on her account? I mean, vice versa. I just wonder.
But I don't want to write a check and go down there to put it in her account.
You can still transfer
money. I don't want to do that. Tara, it's your business. But thank you for the banking education. I never would have thought of that. Yes, I know everything. Almost everything. But anyway, so as I figured out how much those oranges were a piece, and with inflation, they have gone up per orange. And how much it costs per orange causes me to know that I will let Vicky eat all of the oranges. I'm not that big of an orange fan anyway. But they had a good special on apples. If I get you out of church in time, you run down to Velchek's Mashik's, you can get a good deal on apples, and they're good. Anyway, who cares about that? Well, you know, we do care about those things. If we don't care about those things, there's something wrong with us. I don't want to buy bad apples. Do you want to buy bad apples? I don't want to buy bad oranges. Do you want to buy bad oranges? When you can pick out your own ones, then it's your own fault if you didn't make a good choice. But if it's in the bag and you buy the bag, and if I'd have got home and in that bag there was a rotten soft orange, I would have not been happy. But I wouldn't have been unhappy enough to drive back to Rapid. I just spent $100 to get this orange replaced. No, that ain't going to happen. Now, my mother was even better than me, because even if apples weren't that good, she would eat them because she would say, you still get the food value. But my wife informs me that that's not true, that the value is gone when they aren't any good, which makes it easier for me to not eat them if they're really bad. But they got to be really bad. It's the price for peace. And as I thought about that, it just birthed in my heart that Jesus paid the price for peace. We are each one. And he paid the price. And he didn't pay less for someone like Vicky, who was practically perfect and had no sin, than he did for me. That was you I was pointing at, Vicky. Yeah. He didn't have to pay less for her and more for me, who had more sin. He didn't pay a different price for each one. He paid one price. He gave it all for each one. Now, the Bible says those who are forgiven much love much, but I shouldn't be any more excited about it than someone who doesn't think they were forgiven so much, because probably if somebody thinks they weren't forgiven so much, They don't know the truth of the story. They don't know. Jesus didn't die just a little bit for someone who doesn't have much sin. He died completely for someone who was righteous in their own righteousness, but their righteousness was filthy rags. He paid the same price. Nobody received less value. We all received the whole thing. The whole thing. All of him. Yeah. How much would Jesus give for my sins? All of it. I'm forgiven. You were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. That's a reason to shout out loud and praise the Lord. I am blessed, I am blessed. Every day that I live, I am blessed. When I wake up in the morning till I lay my head to rest, I'm blessed. Well, what makes you so blessed? He died for me. I'm living and I'm free because he died for me. Every piece. And I was the soft, mushy, worthless orange. But not to Jesus. And those who think that they are the perfect orange and they're nice and polished and everything is really good, there's some stuff there when you cut into it that will disappoint you. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The other night when I was making potatoes and I have an instructor who wants me to cut out any spot that doesn't look, you know, perfect. But some of those, by the time you cut out every spot, you might lose the potato. And so sometimes I look and I think, well, that's not so bad. And I made the potatoes and I mashed up the potatoes. And Vicky took a bite of potatoes and he said, you put a rotten potato in here. Put on some salt and pepper and a little more gravy. Let's just go ahead and eat this. What's that? Still had the food value. That's right. Me and John would eat those mashed potatoes. I did eat the mashed potatoes. It wasn't a big deal. I mean, it's not like I put a rotten potato in there. But apparently I didn't score it good enough. And so there it was. There wasn't a brown spot in the mashed potatoes. You couldn't have told at all. She needs to quit being so particular. After all, she married me. But Jesus didn't look at us, and he didn't pay any more for the soft, mushy one that needed to get squared away than he did for the one that was wonderful in their own eyes, but they decided to go ahead and raise their hand and ask Jesus into their life just in case they needed it. You know what? God can even work with just in case. I didn't point at you that time, Vicky.
Oh.
I'm sorry. There was nothing in that unless the Holy Spirit said something to you. It wasn't me. I'm not sure. I thought I was looking here. You thought I was standing. Was I giving you a cross eye or what? Judy thought I was looking at her. No. Jesus made a decision for whosoever. Now, this is elementary. It is elementary. We know these things. But do we know these things? Do we consider these things? You know, See, the Bible wants us to consider what God says, because it doesn't matter where we are in our walk with God. Sometimes when we consider the Word, it just changes everything. See, I know that I'm grateful. I am grateful. And I don't remember some of the things that people accused me of. I really don't. I mean, you know, I know that there was a gal from high school that after I was saved and everything, a statement she made was, "You always thought you were so cool." I don't remember thinking I was so cool. I didn't think that. I thought that I always wanted to kind of reach out and help, you know, people that maybe got made fun of or things like that, you know. So I had a tender spot, but I just didn't know that. But you know what? I considered that after someone said that. And I asked the Lord, "Man, forgive me. I didn't think that. I didn't think I thought that. But maybe I did thought that." You know, sometimes people just consider things about people without really knowing the people. And sometimes people will only look at the things that they don't like about a person and never consider anything else. You know, it's like somebody, when you praise the Lord, says, "Oh, you think you're so holy." I don't think I'm so holy when I praise the Lord. I'm so grateful. But somebody else might think that, "Well, you know what? I'm not going to quit praising the Lord because of what somebody else thinks. I'm also going to be cautious to not be offensive if somebody says, 'Oh, you think you're so holy?'" I said, "Well, why do you think that?" "Because you praise the Lord." "Well, praise the Lord." Now, I'm just going to say, "Hey," walk away. Shake that dust off of your feet. What is important is that we understand our value to God. Not so that we get all puffed up about being valuable, but so that we understand He paid the same thing for every single person, which will cause us to... We want those people that we wish their time would be short and another would take their place. We want them to be saved. We want them to have a revelation. We want them to have a visitation. We want them to wake up tomorrow entirely different than they are today and to be praising the Lord. And we will praise the Lord with them. But I really don't have the faith to believe that that will actually happen. But I don't depend on my faith. I can't depend on my faith. I got to depend upon God. He says, just ask. And I'll be honest with you, I don't necessarily ask with a girl, "Oh, Lord, do this." I just ask because that's what I'm supposed to do. Not perfect, no. I'm not. But the truth is, I understand that Jesus paid the same price for them that He did for me. Sometimes we think He might need to count the oranges and look in the bag, but no. He bought the whole bag. He put one price on each piece. When He was on the cross, I was on His mind. He loved me before He knew me. And even after He knew me, He kept loving. Because He went shopping for the whole world. Prepared to pay. You know? I've never understood why my kids would go to Starbucks and pay that much for a cup of coffee. Never. And they've put up with me always saying, "Not me." The other night when we were in rapid and waiting in the early morning surgery. And so then the kids were together with the girls, and they were, there was a big deal about what we were going to eat. Now, me, I would like to run to Walmart and buy the Jack's pizzas. They're only $2.50. Because I knew that the pizza that they were talking about picking up would not be $2.50. But then Vicki said that she would rather just have a hamburger from Culver's. She really likes Culver's hamburgers. I particularly don't eat Culver's hamburgers because they cost too much. It's not that I can't pay for them, but I don't think that they're worth that. I would rather just drive through Burger King. But that's not even fun anymore because the true dollar menu is gone. I know, it's my issue, it's my problem. I can buy it, I did. Actually, I didn't because Rachel couldn't find my credit card that she has. She shops at Harbor Freight for me. She's got to have a Harbor Freight card. In fact, I don't even have a Harbor Freight card. She's got my Harbor Freight card. Which has saved me money because then I can't shop at Harbor Freight myself. I just go through the pictures. I send her a picture. She says, do you want that? I said, ask me again when you got time to get there. By then, a lot of times I've decided, nah, I don't really need that. And other times I do. And this last time, I got a table saw, economical table saw. I know I could go borrow John's. But I got my own table saw. I figure before I'm 70, I have my own table saw. John says, good, he won't ruin mine. No. Anyway, the girl that I taught to buy ketchup by the ounce didn't read the box that said blades sold separately. So I still need to get a blade, but I'm sure it'll work once I get a blade. Okay, John, thanks. You don't have one that you don't use anymore, do you?
Sure.
But it might be better than the one I would buy. Okay, nobody wants to hear about me and table saws anymore.
Iron sharpening iron.
Well... It wouldn't be right for me to sneak out there when they're gone and take his table saw blade. So just for you, when I go shopping for one, I'll send you pictures and you tell me yes or no. This is going to cost me. I know that. Don't mention saw blades around somebody that likes good saw blades. And Jesus makes a difference. Jesus makes a difference. What a difference you've made in my life. There's a difference before Jesus and after Jesus. There is. There is a difference. There's a difference. Whether we manifest it or not, the difference is there. It is there to be brought up. The difference is there. There's a difference in mashed potatoes with a bad spot and mashed potatoes without the bad spot. Even if I didn't really see what the bad spot was. So do I look closer now? I try to. Do I consider myself? Do I recognize the check of the Holy Spirit? I should. Do I always? Probably not as good as I should. I had to apologize to my wife this morning. I know you might not want to hear about my wife or me. But I have a thing that I do so I can get to you on Sunday mornings. And my time frame usually works real good. But this morning, my sweetheart thought, I think we can change the Band-Aid today. I said, I think it could wait till after church. But that didn't slow her pace to get the Band-Aid changed. And I understood. And I could have been good. But we didn't have really what we needed to do it. And so I was going to improvise because I had already taken the first Band-Aid off because she wanted to change it. She said she thought the blood was leaking through. There wasn't a drop. So I'm going to get this put on. We didn't have the right Band-Aids that we needed. So I looked for tape, couldn't find the tape, so I went to get my packaging tape. It'd work. It would hold it on. It wasn't duct tape. It wouldn't hold it on. It would have too. I've used it on my fingers for Band-Aids. It would have worked. I tell you what, I can't catch a break today. John's telling me what kind of blades to buy. The sisters Widmeyer are explaining to me why what I want to do won't work. I'm going to tell you I'm going to do it and prove it to you. I didn't get to use it because my wife said, no, you can't use that. That'll stick too much and it'll hurt when you take it off. I don't know. But I got it changed and then I got back to what I like to do. And then I ran upstairs and said, honey, I'm sorry. I can't come and preach to you guys if I'm thinking bad about my wife. We aren't perfect, but the perfect one lives in us. Consider that. And he paid the ultimate price for every single person, the exact same price, no difference, that's it, but he doesn't hold that over our heads. He doesn't say, Roger, after all I did for you, you're going to be impatient with your wife. You're breaking my heart, Roger. He doesn't say that. He doesn't say, remember when I saved your life. I remember when he saved my life. In fact, just lately I've been remembering quite a few times when I think he must have saved my life. Before I was saved. And I think, oh, Lord. Because he had paid the same price even then. Even then. And even then, he didn't say, that's it. Don't want that one. When I was picking out apples, I found one and I went to pick it up and it mushed in my fingers. Uh-uh, don't want that one. If I was a good citizen, I'd have just bought that one, helped the grocery store. Oh, God, I'm sorry. But that's not how the Lord is with us. He doesn't go, oh, not that one. Oh, Lord. Yeah. I have to be honest and say there's probably more than a few people right now that the mention of their name might be, don't want that one. But I do. Because Jesus paid a price for them. Jesus paid a price for people that are absolutely intentionally evil because they can be changed. Same price. The exact same price. And so how fortunate are we that we know this? How fortunate are we that we came to understand that he died for our sins. Sometimes the thing that is a little bit of a catch, a little bit of a bump in the road, a little bit of a slick spot is the fact that he paid the same price for all those people that won't receive him. And that hurts him. He'll leave the 99 to go after the one. Don't leave me now, Lord. I'll be back. I just got to go get this one. So, Lord, do that and keep us. Keep us in remembrance, Lord, that each piece, each person, each one is important to you and that you paid the same price. And we're humbled, Lord, that you would. And I was forgiven much and I love much, but I believe that each one of these people that are right here, I believe that each one who might ever hear this, I believe that each one can be overwhelmed with gratitude because of your great price. That you weren't picky. That you didn't discard any, that you said on your way to the cross, before you went, you were saying, let's rejoice and be glad. Let's sing a hymn. You were about to complete the purchase for all mankind. Lord, we pray for all that they might know your goodness, and that we might know it more each day. In Jesus' name, amen.